We urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God, as we have taught you. Well, who's going to teach us this? You are doing this already. In other words, these people are living in a way that pleases God. And we encourage you to do so more and more. Not just a little bit. Keep pleasing the King. Walk holy. For you remember what we taught you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay, maybe we do, maybe we don't remember. Let's see what some of the things are. God wants you to be holy. Oh, holy? Surely not. You wouldn't have to be holy. What does that mean? Go to church on Sunday if you feel like it. You know, talk evil about the guys during the week. You know, do a little cussing and swearing with the boys. Stop by the bar on the way home with the guys and hang out. Hey, that's not holy, is it? We don't know what the word holy means. I mean, especially men. I mean, I really get upset at men today that are Christians, that supposedly say they're Christians, that don't have a clue what it means to be a Christian. They really don't know. But women too, though. There's a lot of women out there the same way. In fact, so you should keep clear of all sexual sin. Now, why does he always throw that in? I mean, the world lives in sex sin. You know that? Let me give you an example. I won't call no names. But you know the Word of God says your sins will find you out. I think about, I've even had this happen to me. You know, in fact, I remember here a while back, Cheryl was out singing at Christie's. And I started to call her for something. I don't know why. I hardly ever call her when she's singing with her daughter. But that night I did. And I don't know whether they were in the bathroom or what they were, but she had her phone on her. And just exactly as I called, something happened that her phone came on. She didn't answer it. But I could hear everything everybody was saying. I listened to it for 10 or 15 minutes. I said, Cheryl, a couple of times. She would never answer. So I thought, well, it's in her purse or whatever. I was hearing everything they said. And they were talking about Jesus. They were doing all kinds of things. I thought, praise God. But I tell you another story about a young man, a young woman that has been married a few years. And he went to call her one afternoon, and as he called her, she laid her phone down in the little pocket on the door deal, and as she laid it down, it touched. Just as he dialed her number, before it rang, it hit the on button, and she didn't know it. And she happened to be riding down the road with a man that she had been intimately involved with, and they were talking about their relationship. Now, this woman's married to the man on the other end, and she's in the car with another man talking about the intimacy that she's having with him. So when she got home, a couple hours later, her bags were packed, sitting on the front porch, and he kicked her out of the house, and he said, as far as I'm concerned, she's dead. So the woman came to me and wanted me to pray for her husband to come home. How do you pray for a woman like that? Your sins will find you out. I mean, the Scriptures clearly talk about what happens when a man hears about his wife being sexually involved with another man. He says there ain't no price that'll buy him off. Isn't that something? I remember listening to a pastor one time. He said he had a church that had 70, 80, 100 people in it. Building his church, and everything was going good, and he made the statement he was going to get married. He was going to marry a woman from another city. Nobody in his church knew he was even dating this woman. And he said, he made that announcement on Friday night, I think it was, at a meeting they had, and he said Sunday morning, instead of 70 or 80, he had 13 people in his church. So that one of the women come to him and says, I need you to come over to my house. I want to talk to you. So they said, I went over there. She said, do you know why you didn't have nobody in your church Sunday? He said, no. He said, you know, it appeared that right after I made the announcement, I'm getting married, this is when it happened. So I don't know how this affected it. And the woman that was there said, because you're marrying outside of your church, you need to marry inside your church. In fact, this woman wanted him to marry her. And she said, you know, if you would marry me, then your church would be big. He looked her right in the eye and he said, you got 5 children by 5 different husbands, and I'm a virgin, and there ain't no way I'd ever marry you. If you was the last woman on the earth, I wouldn't marry you. You know, a virgin man wants a virgin woman. He don't want to marry a woman that's got 5 kids by 5 different men. Y'all know where I'm coming from? What does that say right there? How much sexual sin? God wants you to be holy. So you should keep clear of how much sexual sin? All. Now then, if we get involved in sexual sins and our stupidity when we're young, and some people do it when they're old, can you be forgiven? Yes. Isn't that good? That when you repent, God will forgive you. But when you repent, you're supposed to become a different person. You know, some people says, well, we have the right to be living under grace. So since we live under grace, we can keep on sinning. Let me put this to you this way. Let's say that you got caught speeding somewhere on the highway and you were driving 100. Maybe you had some good excuse to get where you were going. Maybe you had a sick child down at the other end and you thought you were going to be able to help. So you were driving 100. But you wasn't going to be able to do anything anyway when you got there. So you might as well have drove the speed limit, obeyed God and prayed, and you could have done a whole lot more damage. But let's say that the judge got you for 100 and the speeding ticket is $500 for driving 100 miles an hour. And you explain this to the judge. And the judge, out of his grace, he said, okay, since you were going to see one of your sick children, this time, I will forgive that sin, and you will not have to pay that penalty. But he says, you're living under grace. You can go ahead and do it again tomorrow. That'll be okay, and I'll forgive you again tomorrow. Oh, you don't think that's the way he's going to work, huh, Tom? He's going to look that boy right in the face and say, but son, you better not ever do this again. You ever come back in this court again, speeding, for any reason, I'm going to sock it to you. Is that what they say? It's, you know, it's amazing how that the church does not know what this word holy means. Look at this. God wants you to be holy. So to be holy, you have to keep clear of all sexual sin. If you're not clear of sexual sin, are you holy? Absolutely not. But there's a lot of things besides sexual sin that'll make you not holy with God. I mean, you can never be involved in sexual sin in your life, and you can just have a bad attitude of the heart, and God, you ain't holy. He ain't going to do nothing for you. I mean, is that right, Steve? Guarantee. This thing got to be clean. You know, I got real tickled at my wife the other day. She said that something happened to her, and the car slid, and a little bitty bad word came out of her mouth. Just a little bitty one. You're not a very bad one at all. She told me what it was. But it was just a little. I mean, there ain't nobody in this room hadn't done this. So I'm telling you, ain't nobody can condemn you because everybody in this room done this. So when she got home, she told me, she said, honey, I thought my heart was clean. I said, you know, when I first told God, Lord, I do not want to use any words of profanity, and I'm making a New Year's resolution, and I'm never going to speak another word of profanity. I said, I didn't make it. In the course of that next year, several times I used words a whole lot worse than the one she used. Every time I'd use one of them dirty words, I'd think, why do I do this? It's that darkness in me, isn't it? It's that sin that's in me. And the words I used was a whole lot worse than the ones Cheryl said she used. And she used one. Yeah, the word she, one. Yeah, she, one little tiny word. One. But see, I mean, every one of us have done this. And so you know what I did? I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm trying to do this on my own. I can't do this. So I said, Lord, I'm a mechanic by trade, and I know you know that. And you know how I clean some of them old steel parts up under those wash vats and how I use them wire brushes to get some of that old hard gook off of there. So I said, Lord, if that's what it takes, I want you to take that wire brush of the Holy Ghost, and I want you to send him in my heart. I want him to run around in there, and I want him to clean and purify my heart, and I want to take out all filth, all dirtiness. And do you know, the words of profanity went away. They went away. You know? I mean, I have been with Christians several times in my life. And in fact, I was with some women here a while back. Oh, it's been quite a while ago, several years ago. And they were supposedly all Christian women. And I was going down the freeway down here, and somebody almost hit me trying to, you know how people run around you and turn, you know, instead of going behind you. You know, but they realized that's the turn, and they went, wow! And I mean, man, I had to pull over and slam on the brakes, and we slid and everything else. And one of the women in the front up there with me, there were several of them in there. One of them said, that G-D-S-O-B. I looked over at her, and I said, ma'am, I thought you was a Christian. And man, she realized what she had done. Now, did she have a little of that darkness in her heart? Oh, just a little tad. Now then, how can we get rid of that to be holy? We can ask God to go in there with his wire brush or the Holy Ghost and clean that thing out, can't he? Now he can clean it out, can't he? He can take away that stuff, but you've got to ask him. You've got to ask him to clean your heart, because he says God wants you to be holy, and to be holy, the first thing he starts out with, you should keep clear of all sexual sin. Now then, if you're a man, you have to learn to look at every woman in her eyes. You can't look at them anywhere else and be sexually pure.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.